This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I've got a feeling there are many people who don't like themselves. Maybe when they attended school as a child, the other kids teased them and called them names like fatty or four eyes or ugly. It's possible that you might have been on the receiving end of this really unfortunate treatment at school, and it does leave a mark. It doesn't leave a physical mark, but an inner wound that takes a long time to heal, in fact, if ever. So there are barriers in our lives, issues that stop us being the people we want to be, and that can go on for years. I think of Henri Nouwen, the Catholic theologian, talks about some of the ways that the world speaks to us. He says, we live in a world that's filled with voices that shout, you know, you're no good, you're ugly, you're worthless, you're despicable, you're a nobody, unless you can demonstrate the opposite. That's what he says in his writings. And it's worth thinking about. Have you ever had the experience that confirms what Henri Nouwen is saying? Do you feel you're a worthwhile person or not? Now think about the things that you might have heard in your family or from friends or people that really should have known better. The wounds that we carry around that make us think we are worthless, that we're not lovable, that yes, there is a problem, and the problem is me. And Nouwen says the world tells you many lies about who you are, and you simply have to be realistic enough to remind yourself that it is a lie. Every time you feel hurt, offended or rejected, you have to dare to say to yourself, these feelings, although they're strong, are not telling me the truth about myself. The truth, even though I can't feel it right now, is this: I am a chosen child of God, and that I am precious in the sight of God, that I'm called beloved from all eternity, that I'm held safe in the loving embrace of God. So I think Henri Nouwen's comments are very, very helpful. And sometimes, you know, that God's going to help us in the form of a human face. And I believe this, that God sends the right person along to help. And sometimes his help is going to come in a certain way. And we perhaps resist that. We feel a bit embarrassed about that. But it might be something that we've done in the past, something that's wounded us. It's still part of us. We struggle somewhere. And it could have been a sin in our past. The wounds are there and the problems still come. Something there in the past that we really don't want to talk about. Or it could be something that's happening today, that same issue, maybe a family issue that's getting you down today. And you want God to help you, but you're too embarrassed actually to talk about it, or you somehow sense that the struggle that God can help you through. But of course, it's the way that God works is through other people, and sometimes it's Christian people, sometimes it's anyone that may have no faith at all. I mean, who are we to judge the way that God's going to work? And there are times, yes, we need a counsellor, and again, there's no shame in making an appointment to see a counsellor, and sometimes we need a good friend also. So I think it's amazing that sometimes God sends people our way who can help us through a particular issue. And what does it do? It helps us to see ourselves as we really are. We need to know that we are worthwhile, and we're seeing life in a bigger term because God, you know, is bigger than we are. He knows the best for you and me, and the Bible tells me that God loves us deeply. Joyce Meyer is very popular in America and around the world in some of her talks and things that you see on TV. She says, how are the relationships with other people in your life? What about your relationship with God or even with yourself? Did it ever occur to you, she said, that you have a relationship with yourself? While I've never given it much thought, I spend more time with myself than anyone, and it's vital to get along with me. And Joyce says, remember, you are the one person that you never get away from. You know how agonizing it is to work day after day with someone you don't get on with. But at least that person doesn't come home with you at night. But the trouble is, she says, we can't get away from ourselves, even for 1 second. Now, of course, it's common sense there, but what Joyce Meyer is saying is don't reject yourself. Many times people reject themselves. They don't feel they're good enough or proper enough. But let me say that God loves you. And Proverbs 3:6 says, always let him lead you. He will clear the road for you to follow. Thank you, Lord, for this is so affirming and so good for us to hear today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.